The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is Michelle Kaur. I trust my lashes to Lashinaflash, the solution for thicker, longer, stronger, silky, sensual lashes that accentuate and highlight your eyes and face. Lashinaflash Enhancing Serum takes your lashes to a new dimension of length, volume, and growth. Why live with thin, brittle, and short lashes? Lashinaflash helps to build strong lashes that reach amazing lengths the natural way. Lashinaflash's all-natural formula is free of toxic chemicals, prostaglandin drugs, parabens, and salt. With Lashinaflash Enhancing Serum, you'll experience optimal length and fullness as it naturally helps restore and rejuvenate your eyelashes. Lash out with Lashinaflash. See the difference. It's safe and effective, and there's no prescription needed. Voice America and KWSS listeners save 10% and free shipping. Enter coupon code 6PICKS at lashinaflash.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kaur, 6 degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kaur.
Welcome to 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness Channels, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale, soon to be even bigger. Bank on this. As I promised this week, we are truly getting all of your assets in alignment from head to toe. Norm Robinson will be joining us in a little bit from Life is a Bank to help you boost your business and boost your life. Renowned broadcaster and founder of Kidstar Radio Network, Perry Damone, joins us for the launch of Voice America Kids. Of course, our good friend Wayne Warrington is back giving you some cold hard cash, I should say, from Lost Money. And right now, a very special guest. She's going to be on twice. You're going to hear her very soon again, too. Pamela Springer. She is an author and the founder and executive director of the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona, as well as the Academy of Advanced Aesthetics and Permanent Cosmetics, one of my favorite things on the planet. And we're going to help prepare individuals for a career in the beauty industry. Look good, feel good, and do good. I'm your host, Michelle Kaur. If you have a question or comment for our guest, 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Well, Pam, it is so nice to finally meet you. I've heard so much about you for years and years. Well, not years and years, but months and months and months, I should say, from our good friend, of course, Kent McDonald, and executive director of 6 Degrees Media here. And you are doing so many incredible things for people. I love the beauty industry. And to be able to help people find a passion, so many people are passionate about this but don't know where to start. I mean, you've created two incredible schools. But more importantly, I mean, it's got to be incredibly rewarding to transform people, because you see them get their hair done, their makeup done. It gives you an entirely new lease on life or the day. So first, let's talk about how you got involved in all these incredible projects.
Well, it started many, many years ago. We won't talk about how many.
But, three or four at the most.
Yeah, three or four at the most. But when I was living in Los Angeles, I had the opportunity to appear as a model. At that time, they were plus size or larger size models. At the when I was asked, at first I thought someone was playing a joke because, you know, when you think of models, you think of size three or less. Yeah. So anyway, when I found out there was a big, beautiful woman's magazine and I saw it, I said, oh, girl, I can do this. So I got on stage and I was just fortunate that the editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine was in the audience. And they called me from New York and asked me, and I was the first plus-size model for Essence Magazine.
Wow.
At that time, I had a business which was word processing. And I was doing work for doctors and transcribing x-rays and how boring. I hit that stage, Michelle, and that was it. That was it. I had come alive
and
I was working it, you know. And then the magazine came out and I ended up forming a business called Rich and Body Productions. And I started doing fashion shows for all the stores like Nordstrom's and Bullock's. And four plus sizes. So it was such a rewarding experience because you took women who did not feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
You put on an outfit that was fabulous for their body type, the right makeup and hair. I had to sometimes say, wait 1 minute now. We're getting too cocky here. So it was just wonderful. So then I started doing TV and I started doing the fashion forecast for plus sizes, and I was on at that time. Jenny Jones was not sleaze, let's say, TV.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I started going on a lot of national shows, and eventually with my own show on QVC called Full Dimensions. So this is how I got started. When I came to Arizona, I tried to push buttons and let them know what I could do, but this wasn't a town that actually embraced, you know, productions and all of this years ago. So I ended up going to school and becoming an esthetician, graduated in 1995, and opened up my first salon or skincare center in Scottsdale, and got involved with a major company that had me talk about ethnic skin and how to use chemical.
Very unique treatment.
Chemical exfoliations on ethnic skin. And I started traveling doing that and found out I really loved telling people what to do. So training is like, you're really listening to me? This is fabulous.
Wow.
I opened up the school in 2000, so this is our 10th year. And I became a board certified school with the Arizona State Board in 2002. So
wow,
now you know it all in a nutshell. Is it over? I mean, I took the whole time talking about me.
No, that was wonderful. That's the whole point.
Good.
Gosh, I wish I knew you 6 years ago, and I'm so glad that I know you now, because that's how I started doing some fundraising. I also have a company called Chicks for Change.
Wow.
And the whole premise behind that's what I like to do in my off time, is help women feel beautiful in the skin they're in. And I was doing that before Dove started their campaign for real beauty. And we would do fashion show fundraisers. My girlfriend, Brooke, who is the whole reason I started the company, was a little bit plus size, beautiful girl, absolutely beautiful, still is. And but she worked for everything but water. They're not paying me for that plug, but anyway.
Right.
But we started our fashion shows. Our models were 17 to 72.
Oh,
size 2 to 24.
Fabulous. That was fabulous.
And we were completely breaking the mold of anything you thought of a fashion show, but helping women, because like you said, with the right hair, with the right makeup, and with the right clothing, dressing right for your body type. And it's not about being a size 2. It's about being healthy for you.
Exactly.
We are not all built the same. And one of my favorite movies was, I think, Fat Girls.
Right.
With Monique.
Right.
Loved that movie. Such a good movie. A little bit different than you think it would come out, but very good. But again, this is one of the only countries that we think a 14-year-old type male stick body is beautiful. So helping women, all people, of course, men too, but feel good about themselves is priceless, especially now with everything going on, you know, maybe in somebody's lives financially, emotionally. if you're out looking for a job. And one of the reasons, again, that we get the opportunity to visit with Pam today and very soon in the near future is because we haven't really mentioned it on the show yet, but we'll be launching a Get Hired Up Career Challenge to help people shift their passions and from their paycheck, saying, but what do you really want to do? What do you love doing? Do you love doing hair? Do you love doing makeup? Do you love helping other people feel good? What is your dream?
Exactly.
And you really make that possible.
Because I lived it. You know, I just, like I said, got on stage, felt fabulous, and literally came back to California and shut down my business. I mean, I had a business that was just an accident that ended up in a business. But what I have found in life is when you walk through fear, when you get on the other side, the world opens for you. You have to take that step. Mm-hmm. And I feel so bad. I really, in my heart, feel, you know, women and men who are living a life that is not who it's not authentic.
Yeah.
It's living a life because they're of their fears. They're afraid to give up that paycheck. I need this or need that. I have found when there's so many people that will embrace you and help you get to your goal. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to my goal by myself. I've had so many phenomenal people that I've met just by networking, and they could see what I was trying to do, and they wanted to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to encourage, especially so many women do want, especially with the spa business, and it has exploded. So many people want to get in this business, but they're afraid to. And when we do our career training, career nights, the first thing they want to know is, well, how much will I get paid? Well, you know, that's not the question you should be answering.
Right.
Your soul will be paid in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And when you have that passion, the money always follows. It's not about the money first, but most people focus on that part.
I think they think they're doing the responsible thing, you know, but truly when you follow your passion, the money will find you. And what's wonderful about what you do is you're able to help people on either side, because if someone is about to make a job change or shift, they want to be feeling as incredible inside and out. And often that can be as simple as having an incredible hair day and having, again, feeling good about your skin, your makeup, your smile, all those things. So you can help people get into the business of beauty as well as benefit. We're going to talk about some of the discounts and special offers. And also, Pam has super generously given 10 facials away to all my KWSS and Voice America listeners and Facebook friends. So we're going to start by taking your name or number if you want to give us a call. 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. If you're a little shy, you can send me an email at michelle@michellecore.com, and we will still count that. So we're going to be right back on the other side with Pamela Springer.
Support for Michelle Kors 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services, including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify, visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700.
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kors Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
Go party.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life is plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Welcome back to 6 Degrees. But we are talking about the business of beauty. I just love that song because I love it says, you know, your imagination, life is your creation. And that's, you know, that should be the theme for every day, for everybody in their life. And so much a part of what Pamela is able to help people do. If you were just tuned in, well, you're a little late, but you can catch us on podcast later. We are visiting with Pamela Springer, author and founder and executive director of the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona and the Academy of Advanced Aesthetics and Permanent Makeup. We're going to talk about that soon. So helping prepare individuals for a career in the beauty industry. And it's never too late. Number one, you're going to look good, feel good, and more importantly, do good. I think it would be so incredible to be a stylist or a permanent makeup artist or even just an esthetician because you get to watch people transform and feel incredible, you know, the before and the afters. I think I could sit in a salon all day and just watch the transformations roll by. And you offer so many different classes. So if people have different interest levels, you can learn permanent makeup. You could become just skincare and an esthetician, as well as professional makeup and permanent makeup, or certified in any of the laser, which, oh my God, that's a whole show in itself.
Yeah, that's off the roof now. And we have so many students that go through the aesthetic program and then tack on that laser program. And it just opens the door. You have more marketable skills. Sometimes they take all the courses because now they work in doctor's offices and they're the ones that are always booked because they can do so many things. And so as a result, they're never seated because if they're not doing a facial, they're over here doing permanent makeup or doing a laser treatment. So now employers are looking for those individuals that have a marketable skills, more than one marketable skill. Mm-hmm. So we're finding that they're layering their programs and it benefits them in the long run.
And that's good for anybody to do in business.
Exactly, exactly.
This is such a growing industry, especially with the baby boomers. The statistics of them and their disposable income and taking better care of themselves. We have so much more information available to us now as to how to, you know, stay young forever or age gracefully. And by taking care of yourself now, so whether you're either end, I mean, whether you're considering being a student, and your students range from, you have a 17-year-old that's taking night classes.
Yeah, she's in
that's
high school.
Incredible.
In the day and at night. And we have a 60-year-old. I think she's like 62 or 64, also a student. And so we have, most people think it's going to be those who are 20 to 30.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah.
And they'll feel like, oh, I'm too old. You're never too old. And I find that those who want the career later, of course, they're going to be more, how should I say it, aggressive in their studies.
Mm-hmm.
And they want more. And I find that the employer looks at them differently because of their experience in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so they bring more than just that license to a facility.
That's
They're
true.
Bringing their life skills. And
mm-hmm.
so, and they've already, I mean, they can just bundle it all together and have a wonderful career.
Well, I love your message because, you know, school isn't meant for everybody. I'm not saying you shouldn't graduate at least high school, but the average millionaire next door doesn't necessarily have a college degree.
Exactly.
And the people that are the best at what they do are people, like you're saying, that follow their passion. So parents, if you're listening and you have a teenage girl or boy that loves hair, makeup, fashion, beauty, what get them involved now. You have a career day coming up on Thursday, the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And what is, tell us a little bit about that event.
Career, basically what we do is have them come and they can tour the school. And then this is going to be our first. We're going to have two of our students come back and actually do demonstrations so you can see what a facial, what's involved in actually giving a facial, because most of us just lay our head down on the bed and fall asleep, so we really don't know the steps. So we'll be demonstrating a facial, but more importantly, and we're finding that mostly the younger generation, they're interested in the application of a professional makeup,
mm-hmm.
not the consumer. You get the consumer makeup doing the aesthetics program, but the professional is for you to go forward in working with
Film, TV.
Mm-hmm. The media.
HDTV.
Yeah, exactly.
Which doesn't hide anything.
That's a scary area. So the young lady that will be demonstrating is a former student, but she has worked since school with the Nike and L'Oreal shoots.
Wow.
She's done music videos, fashion shows. She's just been awesome with her career right from school. So she's going to be there to talk about that as well as demonstrate a professional. She's bringing her airbrush makeup, and also we'll show you airbrushing makeup. So we're going to really have a fun-filled evening.
And the other super fun part, again, like if you're not interested in a career in beauty, the consumer aspect is that they have incredible special offerings. So discounted skincare and makeup services. Let's talk about those, as well as parties. Parents, if you're looking for a unique, you know, activity for children, you know, little girls' parties from 8 to 16, you can have a little mini party of 8 people, right? Up to
yeah,
8 people.
The party girl package, we call it.
Yes, the party girl package, where they get to play with makeup. They even get to make their own lip gloss, as well as a girls' night out package. And we were talking, I said, I love to give people gifts like for their birthday or any occasion that are different, unique, meaningful, something that's going to create an experience for them as opposed to just an item.
Right.
So with the holidays coming up and people get all stressed out about what to give, why not, you know, get somebody a class or get them a makeup application or some special services from the Skin and Makeup Institute? Because that's also going to teach them something. Plus, they're going to really be able to relax or enjoy themselves. And the next time they have that night out, they're going to go, oh, my gosh, I can go get my makeup done. Because I don't know anyone that doesn't love being pampered. And we need to be focused more on that right now to continue to take care of ourselves and be good to ourselves no matter what. And there's no excuse for anybody out there listening, you two boys, because it's, I think, a man that has excellent hygiene and loves
exactly.
to get facials and manicures and uses conditioner in their hair, all those wonderful things. You know, you can take advantage of these things too. And by being able to go to the school and have a discounted service, you're still getting the same incredible quality, but you're not having to pay the price.
Exactly. And one of the things that I found in my career as an esthetician is it's not always about the skin. I had clients you could tell were stressed out because of maybe things going on at home, at their job, or whatever. And I used to call my treatment facial love facials, and I'd give them facial hugs. And I would just really pamper them. And these people would just get back into their own skin. And women, we multitask and we're a nurturer. So we're giving more out than we're taking in. So it's an opportunity for you to just have that hour to get back into your skin and relax. And you'd be surprised what comes from that.
I think women are the most guilty of that, Pam, because, again, tend to put, of course, their children, their family, and their husbands, and their relatives, and whatever, first. But it's really important to try and take care of ourselves first so that we have the energy and we feel good and we can continue to take care of everybody else. So it's really important that we keep that balance.
I have one funny thing to say that because of my facial hugs, I had a husband, every time his wife was getting a little out there, you need to go see Pamela. He would buy a gift certificate and make sure she'd go because she'd come back more loving and even the kids could see it was a different mom.
Yeah.
So they were always sending her to me. And it's true, when you get back into your skin and feel good about yourself, your family benefits, your workplace benefits.
Well, it spills over into everything you're doing. And we didn't get to touch on that, but I mean, we are so grateful that Pam's going to be part of our Get Hired Up, because we want to make everybody feel good. This doesn't have to be an expensive process for anybody.
Not at all.
Learning how to have the right coloring of makeup for your skin, understanding your personality so that comes through, being appropriate, whether you're dating or you're going for a job interview. All those wonderful things that, you know, maybe no one ever taught us, you know, no one really sits you down and says, this is what you do and how you do it. And again, having proper skincare, because it's how we face the world. It's how other people judge us. And more importantly, it's how we judge ourselves. So when you're feeling good and looking good, again, you're going to do good, and it's going to spill over into all aspects of your life, mentally, physically, emotionally, and, well, hopefully financially. And romantically.
Oh, romantically. That sounds like a winner.
That does. Well, Pam, thank you so much for being here with us today. And so glad to get to introduce you to Perry. I'm hoping that we're going to hear you on the Kidstar Network, too.
Oh, I would love
Voice America Kids as well. And I know that you will be back. If anyone would like more information, you can call 623-334-6400. That's 623-334-6400. You can also visit smi-a.com. That's SMI, Skin and Makeup Institute, -a.com.
6,700.
It's 6,700. Excuse me.
Yeah, 334. I'm sorry.
623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700. And we're going to make sure that, don't forget, Pam's giving away 10 facials. We're going to give you a will call, so either call in 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788, or shoot me an email and I'll also post it on my Facebook. Thank you so much, Pam.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're going to be back on the other side with Perry DeMone. This is Michelle Kors with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's 623-334-5280.
You sex a thing, you.
Support for Michelle Kors' 6 Degrees Connected comes in part from a grant from the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona. Founded on commitment and passion, the Institute trains qualified students the marketable skills needed to gain employment in the aesthetics industry. We offer professional education programs in aesthetics, professional makeup artistry, laser tech certification, and permanent makeup. The Institute also offers discounted client services, including chemical exfoliation, microdermabrasion, acne, and ethnic skin treatments. For more information about the Skin and Makeup Institute of Arizona's programs, classes, monthly career opportunity night, and about financial assistance for those who qualify, visit their website, smi-a.com, or call 623-334-6700. That's 623-334-6700.
Hey, this is CeCe Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees. Finally!
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name.
I wish there was a phone number, like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. Thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. There is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people. Talk to old people. You would make a show. Tell people all around. Yes, it would. And if old people would talk to young people, it would make a show. Tell people all around.
Welcome back to 6 Degrees. I love that song. That's Indy Ari. She has some incredible songs with the best messages, and that's one of my favorites. She talked about the radio station putting the truth into rotation and having old people talk to young people, or in your case, young people talk to young people. We are visiting with Perry Damone, founder of the Kidstar Radio Network, and we are promoting the launch. I was hoping that Jeff might surprise us today, but the launch of Voice America Kids.
Isn't
how
that awesome?
Cool is that?
Hey, I love that song. Did you see me rock out?
I did see you rock out.
Did I have some moves?
We're going to be rocking to your dad later.
55, I'm not doing so bad.
You look awesome.
Hey, you look awesome. How
Thanks.
You doing?
We need a TV show, Jeff. I'm kidding. Actually, we're going to be filming in 2 weeks in here because you're going to be having auditions. But let's we don't want to skip forward to that yet.
Okay.
Let's talk about all the incredible things. First of all, and not that Perry needs an introduction, but I think most everyone, at least locally, knows Perry Damone. I know that when I was in college, I used to listen to you, and you've been in broadcasting for, radio is how you learn to speak English.
That's right. I was raised in Italy because my mother was an actress, and she lived in Italy, and my folks split up at an early, when I was pretty young. So I was brought to Italy with my mom, and so I got here to the United States basically about when I was 10 years old, 10 and a half years old. And you're right, yeah, I went to Los Angeles, and I knew a little bit of English. I knew Tonka toys, thank you, pizza, the normal stuff. And so I just gravitated to radio, and I just listened. And I was in a military school, so even more I needed radio to be a friend. And I learned how to speak English pretty quick. It was 3-4 years I was pretty down on it, so.
Wow. And then you got into broadcasting, mm-hmm. and you were a professional broadcaster on Clear Channel for years.
Yeah.
And then 23 years ago, mm-hmm. you started more just as a passion, just something on the side. You started the Kidstar Radio Network.
It's the coolest thing ever. I mean, this is when I started this in 1987. It's actually when I started locally. Folks will know KEZ 99.9 FM, and I was on that station for 18-19 years. Followed Beth and Bill for many years. God bless Bill Soul. But anyway, in 87 I started Kidstar. I wanted to do something in the community with something that I actually knew what to do. One of the only things, a little bit of radio. So we actually went into Chandler Shumway Elementary in Chandler, and I was supposed to speak for just a few minutes with the kids. And it turned out that the little minutes turned into 2 hours. The kids wanting to know, I brought AP Wire. At that time we had Wire, and I had the kids read it. And there was a lot of excitement about it, And I said, well, why don't we just put a radio station in here, have the kids just for fun? They get on, play their music, talk to their friends. I never, never knew what the extent of how powerful this program is for kids. 23 years. We were talked about on the floor of the Senate as one of the top three programs in the country for keeping kids out of trouble, out of gangs, and actually taking these kids who are, we call flatline kids. And these are kids that Michelle, they have the limp handshake, and they just don't look at you, and they right in the eye, and they're just kind of separated themselves from everything. They'll go to school, go home, shut the door, play their video games, all that stuff. So what's happened with this beautiful industry, this magical industry of radio, is what we've done is given kids a voice to the world. And what we do is that we go to these kids, and by the way, we're in schools, we're in boys and girls clubs, we have radio stations all over the place, and what we do is we find these kids, their hobbies, their loves, their passions. Each kiddo has something they want to do. sometimes it takes us about a month to get to it. Sometimes it takes us an hour. Sometimes it takes us 30 seconds. But we will find what makes these kiddos tick.
Well, that's what I really want to talk about on the mm-hmm. show, because it, just like with Pam, our last guest, who I think you guys are going to have a great synergy
together too.
She's great,
by the way.
Yes. So exciting. Is that it's about following your passions. And I think when I tell people the Kidstar Radio Network, they assume, well, my children are interested in radio or broadcasting. I'm like, no, that's not it. This is the medium of the tool that gets the message out. But you have kids doing cooking shows. Mm-hmm. That, again, it's a cooking show, but their interest is cooking or being a chef or talking to Eddie Matney or talking to some of the local or national chefs. You've got kids that love the military and get to talk to a soldier or a general. You got kids in politics, kids in technology. So it's not so much that they have desires to grow up and be broadcasters, but radio, and this is one of my favorite things, and I have a background in television myself, but I mean, I actually graduated from Walter Cronkite here at ASU, but my emphasis was TV. I've always loved the visual arts. And when I got into radio 10 years ago, again, with Jeff, so I love how everything's coming full circle here. And thanks to Jeff Spinard and everyone, I wouldn't be on VA, and we wouldn't all be here, and you wouldn't be launching the Voice America Kids Network. So exciting. But what I love about radio is the ability to connect to anyone. And I'm like one of those investigative people behind the scenes. If I want information, I want to go right to the top. So if I read a book, I want to be able to call the author and be like, what did you mean by this? Explain this to me. And you're getting kids to do the same thing. I mean, so they can, if you can find a way to get these little kids engaged, anyone between like, what, 8 and 16?
Well, we go 10 to 17, because they have to operate the radio station. They have to clock rotation and all that stuff that comes with actually making a radio show successful. So you are right. So what we do basically, let's say it's cooking. We're just talking about cooking. We have a kiddo. It took us 3-4 weeks to actually find out what he loves, and this is a high at risk kid. A lot of our stations are in schools that are high at risk and so forth. So this kiddo finally opened up, and he says, okay, I keep going after him. Come on, tell me what you love. There's got to be something. He says, well, Mr. Perry, I come from a single family home, and I love to cook for my mother. And I said, that's great. What's your favorite dish? He goes, well, it's chicken with garlic and olive oil. Oh, immediately, my Italian heart went, okay, this kiddo, we got to do something. So basically, we started a show called, Starshine Cooking Academy. And we talked to a wonderful guy, Chef Humphreys, over at the Arizona Culinary Institute. Mm-hmm. And this is the level we kind of take it. Because what do we have, Michelle?
We're going to the top of the food chain, literally
always.
Food
whatever,
chain.
Whatever we do, we take it to the next level for the kid to actually experience all this stuff.
Yeah.
So, but we don't want him just to go in there and just, do a couple of cooking classes. We want him to come back and report on it on the radio.
Yeah.
So now this kiddo is going in at 14 years old. He's going to go to the Arizona Culinary Institute. Chef Humphrey's going to give him two classes, give him a tour, and possibly this is going to open up to all kinds of things. Plus, I said, all the recipes you do, write them down, and we'll just save them, go on the radio, talk about it, and we're going to try to get you published. This is a 14-year-old kiddo that's high at risk, and now all of a sudden, Michelle, what is he doing? He's behind a microphone. He's talking about his passion. What happened? That flat line, we just hit the switch. Because this is a kid, by the way, and you should know, when I first started with the school, this is a kid that during class he'd sit under a table with a hood over his eyes. Now what is he doing? He's behind a microphone talking about what he loves
again,
to
if
do.
If you can extract their passions and engage these kids, they have something to look forward to. Their dreams become tangible, and whatever they're facing at home, when they go back home, they stay in that other reality of possibility. Mm-hmm. And you're shifting that. You're making that happen. I mean, you are transitioning them and changing lives one little life at a time. Right. And then there, I mean, even better little spokespeople to encourage other kids to do the same.
Well, what happens is other kids around them see what's going on.
Right, right.
And all of a sudden they become really catchy. It's like, yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I like your shirt. What's that logo? Wow, that's our logo with the radio station on. Hey, I want to be part of that. When we started this, and this will date us, our first guest was Chuck Norris. And believe me, we've had over 100 celebrities be part of this, including Jay Leno, Hugh Downs, Reba McEntire. I mean, we've had tons, and Mrs. Laura Bush, and I mean, all these kids have had this opportunity to take it to the next level.
You need to interview Hercules.
We did. We're going. You know, we were trying to set that up. Absolutely. In fact, we were emailing back and forth. Hercules. That's right. You're right.
I have a name. Yeah. Okay, Kevin Sorbo. Yeah, we'll get you in touch with Kevin.
Okay. Now with Voice America Kids, Jeff Spinard, which is just an awesome human being.
Yeah.
And now we're finally, after 23 years, we're taking KidStar, which has been in schools, frontline educational program, powerful program in the schools. Now we're going to get these kids into the next level with Voice America. Because Voice America is like, Giant, huge. So now we're going to get these kids to actually anchor their own shows on Voice America Kids. In turn, Jeff Spinard and Voice America in turn donates back into KidStar, where we can now take KidStar, pioneer back across the country through Voice America, and put more radio stations in schools and boys and girls clubs. Our goal is to put 200 stations in 200 communities here in a very short period of time, which then comes around, which becomes Voice America affiliates, where kids all over the country can actually feed back into Voice America Kids here in Phoenix and Tempe and be part of this, and then keep going with the regular programming in schools. It's unbelievable that the opportunity that Jeff Spinard has given us.
So, yes, Jeff is incredible. In fact, for all of us, it's wonderful to see everybody coming together, because I know we were all meant to do something super great and help change the world, or at least people's perspective on it. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the upcoming auditions. And again, parents, if you're listening, if you've got little ones, this is an incredible opportunity to have a lot of fun and get your kids in out of that mindset that Pam and I were talking about earlier, about you can be and do whatever you want to do, and not be like so many people in society today are. They're losing their job, but they're not happy what they do. They're not living their passions. They're not doing what they want. But if we can teach our kids this now, they'll never have to go through any of that.
That's right. Now. At this age, flip that switch, and we have found something as beautiful as a microphone and radio to do it.
That's right. We were visiting with Perry DeMone. We're going to be back on the other side. Perry's the founder of the KidStar Radio Network, and we are talking about the launch of Voice America Kids. 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788.
Are you looking for a safe way to look and feel years younger without the risk of surgery, chemicals, or drugs? Beautiful Image of Scottsdale can help you stop aging in its tracks. Keep or improve that youthful glow. Beautiful Image of Scottsdale at 480-607-2505. You can see that the treatment reduces or eliminates fine lines, creases and wrinkles, hydrates and revitalizes the skin, firms, contours, tightens and lifts, clears dark circles and puffiness under the eyes, and can even diminish acne, sinusitis, and rosacea. 480-607-2505 or go to beautifulimageofscottsdale.com.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I followed God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Michelle Marvel, sans des mots.
qui vont très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble. I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all I want to say. Until I find a way, I will say the only words I know that you'll understand.
You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees.
What a voice.
I had to throw that song in. I've heard that song my entire life, but now I have new appreciation for that song. You are listening to Perry Damone's dad, Vic Damone, which I know my grandmother had a big crush on and most of the rest of the planet from the Rat Pack days.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't that, oh, God, I just,
what a great
he's my
era.
Favorite singer.
As he should be.
Of course. Got some great stories on that. But you know,
Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. I love all those
on
songs.
The Street Where You Live and Affair
yes.
to Remember.
Oh, my God.
Some great stuff. By the way, real quick, I got to tell you, my father's coming back. I know. Big time. Big concert January in Palm Beach at the Kravis Center. So, folks, I'm telling you, this is just going to be great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got goosebumps.
Did you get to interview him?
Yeah, I want to.
Awesome. Of course.
I'm going to be there, so I might as well.
Awesome. You should call in.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. We're on.
Okay.
But how incredible. So I just had to divert a little bit there. But we are talking about, we're visiting with Perry Damone. He is the founder of the Kidstar Radio Network. And they are merging, becoming one, going to the next level. Go big or go home. And Voice America Kids will be launching in January 1st, I think, of 011. Can you believe those numbers now? 011. And on the 16th, we're going to be having tryouts here, little auditions right here at Voice America. In fact, I think we're doing a 2-hour live remote right from home, which we're live every week, but we're going to be filming the show that week. Mm-hmm. And so this is an incredible opportunity, folks, for you to get your little ones down here. I'm hoping my friend Stu's listening because he emailed me, one of my Facebook friends, and said, hey, my daughter's 8, but she's, sounds very mature and highly evolved. I know you usually work with like 10 to 17 year olds, but, she really has a passion for wanting to give back and, wanting to work in a soup kitchen or do this, that, or the other. And I said, you should really talk to Perry because if she's interested in all these little things, she might be able to go out and support different charities and bring attention and awareness to them. And that will give her an idea of what she really loves. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they'll come down on the 16th. And again, whatever kids are interested in, there's technology, sports, video mm-hmm. games. Let's talk about that. Goodness, Perry, we've been kind of quiet about this, but you've got major contracts. You've got kids doing play-by-play for the Dodgers.
Yeah, we got our kids that, want to thank the Dodgers because 2 years ago we met with Tommy Lasorda and our kids actually do play-by-play in a booth right next to Vin Scully's booth. This weekend, we're doing the last home game of the Dodgers. We also work with the WNBA, Ann Myers Drysdale, and the Phoenix Mercury. We're going to be meeting with the Coyotes on Thursday, the NHL. And these are opportunities for our kids to actually go play-by-play. Hey, I got to give a shout-out to our president, because I know he's listening. The president of our company, of Kidstar Radio Network, his name is Eco Mario. He's 12 years old. He's in Palm Coast, Florida. And I know that Mario Sr., Mario Jr., and Alita are all listening right now. And that would segue right into one of the shows that we're going to be doing with Eco Mario. Now, Eco Mario's he loves green, he loves the earth, and he's working very hard. Eco Mario is going to be doing Voice America Kids Going Green, and it will be done from Palm Coast. So it does, there's shows being done here from Phoenix, but also we do have shows that you can, actually do from different parts of the country. I know that's going to be a big question coming up. Do we have the opportunity in Chicago and Florida to actually do something from our area? And the answer is yes, and we'll tell you how to do that in a few minutes.
And that is the beauty of radio, no physical commitment.
Correct. There you go. Exactly. Well, let me tell you some of the shows that we're going to be doing.
Okay.
We're going to do Voice America Kids on Health. So, kids are actually talking healthy yeah. stuff, what they found to be healthy, that they like. And it's, again, when kids talk, I'm telling you, kids and parents are listening, with ears wide open going, hey, if the kids are loving this and it's a healthy, you know, healthy situation, great. We're doing Voice America Kids Fashion Beat, which is all about fashions and fashion for dummies and fashion because they did the...
I might need the fashion for dummies segment.
Well, me, that's... We got two terrific kids, actually, that are doing that show. But there's other opportunities for fashion shows also from across the country and feed in some information to our kiddos here. We're doing Voice America Kids, A Salute to Our Nation's Heroes, which you touched upon before. You know, talking to soldiers that have come back, going to vets and interviewing the police, you know, our police officers and our firefighters and all of that. These are all our heroes out there. And not only there. Remember all, I mean, we've got heroes everywhere. So we've got Family Matters. We've got a new cool show, and it's Voice America Kids Beyond the Third Dimension.
Ooh.
It's kind of ghost hunting. That song is
very cool. Very cool. Love it.
Isn't that great? Kids on Sports. Obviously, we do several shows on sports because we're really active. NFL gave us the thumbs up. I want to thank Michael North in New York and Tim Delaney from the Arizona Cardinals. It looks like we're going to be doing a test couple of games with the NFL to see if that all fits with the program. So
I think, again, we need to stress, Perry, that literally this is radio 100% run by kids.
All by kids.
Do everything. For all you potential sponsors or advertisers out there that would like to be a part, and of course, KidStar, you can go to kidstar.org. KidStar is a 501c3, so you're making a tax-deductible donation, but you're going to have kids that interview you. They write the commercials. They produce the commercials. They program the station. They do everything. This is 100% run by children.
Correct. Technology.
No adult interference.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Well, we just kind of look. You know, hey, when we're in radio, you get your program directors. They kind of check.
You are like the FCC, Perry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. But it is all run by children. That's the beauty of this. Okay,
right.
That's it. They edit, they do their own commercials, they do their feature stories, they do their interviews, all of that, and with the help of Cornelius Hanna, who's president, he's unbelievable, and he's on his way to L.A. right now, or he would be here to do the Dodger game this Sunday. But Cornelius actually trains our kids in content management and so forth, how to deliver a show. Okay, so we just don't take kids and throw them behind a microphone because that's destructive. It's not helpful at all. You have to have the kids structured. When they get on the air, structured, they know where they're going, they're prepared, they've got all their stuff, and that's the way we need to do it. We've got the technology shows, we've got the video game hour, we got kids on television, then we're going to do kids on stage, which actually they go to the theater, they actually review the shows, they go backstage. This is big time. I mean, Voice America Kids, this is an opportunity for kids to really just get into this incredible world and just spread their wings and open their eyes a little bit farther of what's going on around them. Family Matters is a huge show for us. Family Matters is a show that's run by kids and talks about issues of today. Then they bring the parents in, okay, and the kids, I know you're... Give me a
I love it.
They're bringing the parents in going, look, I want to talk to you about what happened when you were growing up. I'm going through these issues right now. Could you tell me on the air and tell everyone, how did you handle these situations when you were growing up? These are family matters.
I wonder if they can even answer some of those questions because it's so different now. I mean, the kids didn't have... Even my generation didn't have half the stuff the kids do today, and
vice versa.
So, it's a changing world.
Yeah. So, isn't that just awesome? I mean, now you got the kiddo who's leading the conversation and really opening up and going, I'm going through some tough times. Help me here. Because I'm 14 and, you're, 30 or 28. Tell me what happened when you were 14 years old. How did you handle the situation? And I'm telling you, after doing this for 23 years, there's a lot of situations out there.
I mean,
there is a ton.
Imagine.
This is we're in a time right now that, it's tough. You know, economically, you got, some of the parents, that try so hard. And just because of the times, may lose a job or something in that. And it affects the home and it affects the kids at the same time. They won't open up. But given this, you know, it just helps opening up that conversation and incredible information coming through on that show. So that's, look out for that. That's Voice America Kids Family Matters.
Wow, this is so exciting. I'm so happy to be a part of all this. And then again, the Voice America Kids Network is going to launch in January 1st of 11. However, they are going to be doing auditions right here at Voice America in Tempe. That's where we're doing our show live. We're going to do it live. We do it live here every week, but for sure, we're going to be live and filming on the 16th. So auditions are on the 16th. What time, Perry?
9 o'clock. That's Pacific Standard Time, 2-3. And if you need information, just go info@voiceamerica.com. Just send your email there, and we'll fill you in, give you all the numbers, and we'll get you going.
Awesome. And you can also email me if you need to, or we'll post it on Facebook. But I have so many friends with kids, and this is such a fun thing for them to get involved in because they still get to learn how to give back and be a part of something, but follow their passion. So thanks so much, Perry. We're going to be back on the other side with Wayne Warrington. Don't touch that dial.
They call life. Keep trying to make it through that next turn. Knuckles wide and
listening to Michelle Corr 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome time.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Corr at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Women in business today face many challenges in advancing their careers and reaching their goals. There are corporate executives, entrepreneurs, and business owners that have made their mark in business. Now you can learn their secrets and tips. Listen to Women Mean Business as your host, Bonnie Marcus, explores how to thrive in the business environment, navigate the workplace, and climb the corporate ladder. Listen live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel and effectively promote yourself today. Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv. Just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and 7th Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24-7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you. Where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Michelle Kors. I trust my lashes to Lash in a Flash, the solution for thicker, longer, stronger, silky, sensual lashes that accentuate and highlight your eyes and face. Lash in a Flash Enhancing Serum takes your lashes to a new dimension of length, volume, and growth. Why live with thin, brittle, and short lashes? Lash in a Flash helps to build strong lashes that reach amazing lengths the natural way. Lash in a Flash's all-natural formula is free of toxic chemicals, prostaglandin drugs, parabens, and salt. With Lash in a Flash Enhancing Serum, you'll experience optimal length and fullness as it naturally helps restore and rejuvenate your eyelashes. Lash out with Lash in a Flash. See the difference. It's safe and effective, and there's no prescription needed. Voice America and KWSS listeners save 10% and free shipping. Enter coupon code 6PICKS at lashinaflash.com.
Live, it's Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, your connected consciousness.
Oh, behave.
We're not separated by 6 Degrees, we're connected. Discover what's hip, hot, happening, and what's not.
Help me help you. Help me help you.
It's what goes around, comes around radio.
Reason and accountability.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
6 Degrees is the front line from finance to romance. Mainstream to metaphysical. Life, love, and the pursuit of passion.
Ooh, all right.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Kors.
Welcome back. You're listening to Michelle Kors, 6 Degrees, coming to you live from Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness channels. as well as KWSS 106.7 FM Phoenix Scottsdale. As promised, bank on this. This week, we're certainly going to get your assets in alignment. Norm Robinson of Life is a Bank will show you how to boost your business and boost your life. Of course, Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator and founder of LostMoney.com. We've been giving away cold hard cash, mainly to our Facebook friends who wrote us. And right now, I've got JJ on with us. She's telling us a little bit about Sunday, right? Tomorrow's incredible fundraiser. JJ, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much. And I wanted to know if you played that Runway song just for me.
Of course I did. All my songs are directly related to the guest, so that was especially for you.
I loved it. I remember that song from the 80s, and I was actually doing the little dance while I was waiting.
Some songs never die, do they?
I was just staying on the runway.
I love it. I love it. So tell us about tomorrow's event and if it's still early enough for everybody to get involved.
Yes, yes. And again, thank you so much for having me on today. Celebrity Catwalk for Cause is tomorrow. It is at Talking Stick Resort, Indian Bend and the 101. And tomorrow's event is really a two-part event. It is, first and foremost, a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society in honor of breast cancer awareness.
That's awesome, because the Cancer Society alone needs more attention. Breast cancer gets a lot of attention, which this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. However, every month should be Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But it's wonderful that you're doing something for the Cancer Society, because there's so many different forms of cancer.
Well, you know what's really interesting is when I first got started on this project, and you know, we wanted to do this fashion show fundraiser for the American Cancer Society, I knew they had a local branch here in Phoenix, but I'd never been to it. And so what was interesting is we actually took a video crew in, and we got to sit down and talk with some of the actual survivors, talk with some of the patients, talk with the staff there, and we filmed a day in the life at the Cancer Society. And it's tremendously heartfelt. And we're going to play it at Sunday's event before the fashion show runway.
Oh,
and it just
wow.
really opened my eyes to what they're doing out there in our backyard, in our local community for, you know, cancer touches so many people. I don't know one person who, their family member, their friend, their relative, somebody they know that's experienced this. So it's really something that everyone can relate to.
Oh, I love it. Sorry to interrupt. I'm so glad you detoured on that, though, because it's really important. And people love supporting local, too. So
exactly. And, you know, for this show, Celebrity Catwalk for Cause tomorrow from 5 to 9 at Talking Stick, we all use local designers. We actually have cancer survivors that will be in the runway. You know, everyone we've used is local, the local celebrities that are getting behind it. So it does have this great local feel about the show.
Is there anything my audience can do to help aside from just show up?
You know what? That's the best way. Catwalkforcause.com is where you can purchase tickets. It's $40 for general admission. It's $150 for VIP. We do have a 10% coupon code, which I can post on your website and your Facebook if anyone wants 10% off. But basically, that is the best way to support this event and the American Cancer Society through this event. It's going to be an amazing event tomorrow night. Again, Talking Stick Resort from 5 to 9, and we just are so excited to be able to support a local cause that, again, touches so many people.
Thank you so much, JJ.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Awesome. You're so welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to be back on the other side with Wayne Warrington again for the Lost Money Show. And it's for real. We're not kidding. We actually have money to give you. So stay tuned.
What if you had the perfect life?
Will you marry me?
Of course, Penny Bear.
What if God had other plans?
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
What is this?
Call the great what if.
See, every now and then he chooses someone to re-examine their life.
What if follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Gives him a second chance.
Mommy, Daddy's crawling on the floor.
Dad, no, I'm not anybody's dad. You
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
When you walked away, you broke two hearts.
And now he's given you another chance.
From producer Jerry Jenkins, author of the Left Behind series.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Mercury Girls B3 Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Collection. Setting boundaries is essential and the cornerstone to balanced mental wellness. As co-creators of our lives, it's our responsibility to communicate directly, honestly, and without feeling guilty. The Mercury Girls Bold and Beautiful Boundaries Clothing Collection. Visit mercury-girl.com. That's mercury-girl.com.
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kor Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
What can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Here it is. Show me the money.
Does that make you feel good just to say that? Say it with me one time, Jerry.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it with you with meaning, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
Not show you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Louder.
Show me the money.
That's it, brother, but you got to yell. Show me the money. I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money. Do you love this black man?
I love the black man. Show me the money.
I love
all right,
black people.
I think you get the message. You just tuned in. Well, you're just in time for the Lost Money Show. Wayne Warrington, licensed private investigator, writer, founder of LostMoney.com. He's recovered over $200 million for the American public. Wayne joins 6 Degrees every week to give you cold, hard cash. And for any of you who've been following me on Facebook, I now have new appreciation after seeing a Social Network movie last night. But, you know, anytime I think we're so conditioned to things being negative or not real that we have a tendency not to believe it if it sounds too good to be true. And we've contacted you. If anyone can go to lostmoney.com. Anybody listening to the show in any part of the country can go to lostmoney.com and they will search for your lost money free. I know that sounds too good to be true again, but it is free. There is no silly string, nothing attached, no hidden anything crazy. This is free. Lost Money is a 501c3. 8 out of 10 Americans have approximately $8,000 of unclaimed property. And it is your right to that money, but nobody's going to tell you it's sitting out there for you. And Wayne has been painfully, although I'm grateful to have almost 2,400 friends now on Facebook, painfully going through my Facebook friends, picking them out, and finding lost money for you. Now, I've been getting a tremendous amount of activity on my Facebook today because when we contacted them and send you a little message, Kelly Hendon, Robert from Cobblestone, possibly there's money for you. Mark Davidson, possibly there's money for you. We need a little bit more information because you might have a name that's, you know, somewhat common, and we might need to match that with previous or current addresses that you might have. But again, this is all above board. There's no hidden craziness here. We really do just want to give back. And the only thing that we ask, and you don't even have to do that, is that if any lost money is found for you, that you donate a percentage, hopefully to KWSSS, which, well, that's too many S's, but KWSS, which is a 501c3, or any charity that you know might be close to your heart or that you might be fond of. If they're not currently a charity that is registered with Lost Money, Wayne can help you with that. And I'm going to let you take over now from Wayne. I just want to let everybody know we're not doing anything silly or crazy here. We're not trying to get your attention and there's some hidden meaning behind it. We really do generally want to find your lost money for you.
Absolutely. And today, when Lauren contacted me from your Facebook, I had reached out to her first to let her know we had found some money for potentially some family members. And her response was, okay, so what is this going to cost me? And is this some type of scam? Because I told her, you know, it's free. And then after I explained to her how we're doing it and that our family foundation funds it, she was like, you know, didn't mean to, you know, mean anything from the comment. Don't
worry. You know, maybe our Facebook friends as well as our listeners on Voice America and KWSS can give us some advice on how we could contact them. So what words or what languaging that we could use so that wouldn't be alarmed? Because maybe that's why some people don't get back to us, because they think this is too good to be true. I'm missing something. I think it might be her. I think we actually have Lauren on the line. Lauren, is that you, my Facebook friend?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I am very well, and yourself?
Great. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I'm so intrigued.
Well, wonderful. And I know that Wayne's still looking into the fact that there might be money for you. Again, when he's going through Facebook, he doesn't have everybody's information. He might be able to get their email address and, you know, their full name. But without having an address or maybe even knowing a little bit about, you know, your family, it's hard to actually match that money up. But with the statistics being as they are, that 8 people out of 10 have money out there waiting for them, and quite a bit, it could always be you.
I understand, and I'm interested to find out, and I'll give whatever information that he needs. And I'd like to know.
Awesome, Wayne, it's all yours.
Yeah, and Lauren, we really appreciated your, you know, response, quick response this morning. So, family members' names are really important because of the fact that the money all trickles down to you, even if they passed away 40, 50 years ago. So, you don't have to give that information on the air, but certainly if you can write back to me at the email I gave you and give me your mother and father's, grandparents' names, et cetera, we'll be able to track it.
Okay, I would be happy to.
And the important thing for, it's wonderful that Lauren's so open and one, took the time to call in and respond immediately and also willing to give the information. But again, if you go to lostmoney.com, and you can also go to lostmoney.com/Michelle Corr, but if you go to lostmoney.com, whatever information you give, Wayne will never, ever, 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 ever,
ever,
sell to anyone else. It's completely private. The only reason that it benefits you to give more information is because that gives him more tools to search through and from.
Yes, I completely understand, and I questioned him on all this stuff earlier.
So, Lauren, maybe you could, just a second, tell us, you know, we believe we're going about this the right way, but as, you know, a Facebook friend, and we don't technically know each other, at least I don't think so. If you were to get that kind of email again from us, or were there something that we could say or do that you would feel more comfortable so that you knew that this was genuine, there's nothing attached to this, we don't want anything, this is free?
Oh, yeah. If you come right out of the gate and say that there's no charge for this and that it was just a random search. He did mention that it was a random search and that my last name was unique, so that's why he was intrigued with my name and decided to research it.
Mm-hmm.
He also found some people, I guess, in Massachusetts, and then he contacted me, and I did ask him, are you going to charge me for this? Is this a scam? I mean, I hoped I didn't offend him, but that was my first instinct. So absolutely. If you would come out and say those, ask those questions or give those answers, I'm sorry, right away, then, you know, it would be easier for the person who you are, you know, inquiring.
Well, excellent.
With.
Thank you for the feedback.
Yeah, no problem.
And, well, hopefully, maybe next week or so, Wayne will have some money for you.
There you go.
Well, either he does or he doesn't. Either way, this has been fun, and I have enjoyed myself, and it's nice to talk to both of you.
Great. Thanks so much, and thanks for friending
Lauren.
Me.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
People always ask why, you know, how is this free? And they have to understand, first of all, that we've been doing this since 1979, and it wasn't until about 10 years ago that it became a free site. It was a commercial site that we did charge 10% on. But we found so many stumbling blocks, so many roadblocks by the states and the corporations trying to keep the money. And after a couple of states made the mistake of really trying to stop us from returning the money, I just threw up my hands and said, from now on, it's free. No matter what happens, we'll find a way to get this thing funded. Because there's $1 trillion of it out there. And it doesn't belong to the states, doesn't belong to the corporations.
And we have Norman here from Life's a Bank who's going to be joining us in a little bit. But you started sharing your story about basically how this came to be. And a couple states kind of pissed you off a little. And then
that's
you
right.
realized, wow, if they've done this to you, and you're a private investigator and you know how to get good information, look at all the money that's being hidden from the public. And so you really feel driven spiritually as really that this is part of your path and purpose to help people find their lost money. The insurance companies, the IRS, wherever your money's hidden, they do not legally have to tell you about it. If you ask them, they do. But if you don't know what questions to ask or where to look, which you're never going to have time unless you quit your job and have, well, you know, an abundant lifestyle in which you don't probably care that you might have $8,000 waiting for you. But, you know, there's no one source for this that you can plug into. The states do have some information, but it's limited database.
And it's the smaller amounts. They mm-hmm. try to convince people that, you know, the $34, the $50, the $200 is all that's out there for you. But unless you really know what's behind it.
And you said many times that $30 or $100 could have $3,000 or $30,000
right.
behind it that you don't know. And again,
right.
as a consumer, unless you can dedicate a lot of time to educating yourself, why would you, when the professionals at Lost Money have all the tools and resources to help locate some of this money for you, again, at zero cost to you? There's
right.
no cost. We'd ask that maybe you consider donating a percentage back, again, for either helping make this show possible at KWSS or to a charity that you love. Wayne doesn't even ask that you donate back to Lost Money, which is a 501c3. I don't even think that's an option.
No, we don't ask for any donations back to us. We strictly look for them to pay it forward to something that really is near and dear to their heart.
And again, if somebody's looking to raise money for a charity, this is a way, if you're a church or even if you're a company, you can have all your employees or members or parishioners, and they can go to Lost Money and find out if there's money available for them. And then if they're finding free money, again, set up so that that's a 501c3 that's recognized and donate back to that. So they're not giving anything that, you know, they had before in the first place.
Yeah, we'll actually set up a specific page just for that charity, whether it's a church, a nonprofit, whatever, and they can direct their donors strictly, you know, directly to that page. And that means that a pledge is made. And that's our goal, is to start recording those pledges and connecting those people back to those charities. What a great way to raise money. I mean, doesn't cost.
Yeah. Now, are you going to be working with KidStar?
I'd love to. Yeah, we're going to find out more about them and get their information, and we'll get them hooked up.
That's awesome. I think you need somebody to interview you from there, too, to talk about it. So we'll see if we can hook that up with Perry. I'm sure we can. Any last words that you'd like to leave our listeners with, or anything that they can do to help? You know, if you are targeted by Wayne, if he finds you in my Facebook friends and contacts you, please respond. This is for real. I'll make sure I post it on my site. Like, no joke, we're really giving money away.
It is funny. Most people, you know, they sit there and think it's like handing a $100 bill out on the street corner. They want to know what the catch is. So it's an education process, just as you said. So the last words for Facebook fans is, you know, when we do contact you, when you get something from Michelle or myself, you know, please respond. We'd love to have you on the radio because we have a lot of money that's coming up that we're finding for everybody.
Yeah, and actually, hopefully next week or even the 16th, maybe. I know that Jeff Spinard's mom had some money coming to her, too.
Right.
Let's see if we can follow up on that, maybe get in her hands. I don't know what that process is like, but maybe announce that next week or on the 16th when I know Jeff will be back on the show.
That would be great.
And anyone that we end up giving money to, we'd love to hear from them. So I'd love to see it come full circle, you know, get their testimonial, too. Just in case they didn't think it was real, but it was. So thanks so much, Wayne. We are going to be back on the other side. We're going to take a very quick break, and hopefully we can eventually merge these segments together. So if Wayne's finding you money, Norm can help you organize it and keep it and make it work for you. Again, as Norm says, get that jet stream behind you, but we'll talk about that in just a second. So you're listening to Michelle Corr on Voice America Variety and Health and Wellness, as well as KWSS 106.7 FM, Phoenix, Scottsdale.
Hello, I'm medical intuitive Jay Caliendo. I have worked with health practitioners in the Valley for over 15 years. It is my opinion Valinda Dupre is one of the more gifted therapists. She's a slice above anyone in her field. Valinda specializes in emotional release, body energy, lymphatic massage, fibromyalgia, and much, much more. Take it from me, one who really understands energy. To feel better physically and emotionally, Valinda Dupre is my choice. 602-765-1109. Medical Intuitive Jay Caliendo.
This is Michelle Corr with Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's HCG Diet Plan. Vita Bella with the original Dr. Simeon's HCG Natural Hormone Diet. And maintain your weight loss. Vita Bella Weight Loss Center's 623-334-5280. That's
623-334-5280. You sex a thing, you.
Hey, this is Cece Peniston, and you're listening to Michelle Corr, 6 Degrees. Finally!
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Want to be filled of love, peace, and happiness, and hopefully Norm can make that happen for you. We're visiting with Norm Robinson, founder of Life is a Bank, and he's going to help us boost your business and boost your life with an upcoming seminar that they have. And it is such an honor to have him. Again, if you're just tuning into the show for the first time, all of my guests are somebody that I met personally, I hope to work with, or are working with, or came to me through people that I trust. So I produce every aspect of this show, so I know who they are and where they're coming from. And when I describe the show to other people, I always say, you know, what's your show about? I said, well, it's a variety show. It's a radio magazine. It's finance to romance, mainstream to metaphysical. The funny part is, aside from Wayne giving away, we really hadn't had any financial advice in quite a while. So I'm hoping, selfishly, of course, to make Life's a Bank an ongoing part of the program, because I really do believe that is the main foundation of all of our lives, is our financial situation, how we're looking at it, how we're feeling about it. And I think a lot of us get intimidated by it. Maybe there's a lot of fear around money. And a lot of our perception about money was formed, much like our character, between the ages of like 2 and 8. Whatever your parents' thoughts or belief system was about money are still tapes that you are running over and over and over. And in this current economy, a lot of us have faced different diversity, and things are happening different, and we're working twice as hard, making half as much money, and that doesn't even make sense. But Norm, you're really able to make people, money is something that makes people laugh and cry and rejoice and get mad and get in fights and argue. I mean, it's pretty much the number one reason that people get divorced. I mean, it puts a lot of stress on us. But you have an incredible program that really helps shift everything.
Right. We find that besides your parents, besides the things you learn, is that you've been advertised every day, every day, every day, you know, have this credit card, you know, invest with us, give us control of your money. And people don't know about how to process their money. They look for someone to take care of their money. And that hasn't worked lately. We all went through a perfect financial storm where people lost 40, 50, 60% of their retirement portfolio. People are upside down in houses. People get a check and immediately give it away to banks and financial institutions. It's like you're working for your bank. You're working for your lending. That's like having a big headwind, you know, flying a plane at 100 miles an hour and going 400 miles backwards because of the headwind.
Let's talk about that analogy, because when I had the privilege of going over to your office in the air park there, I love you. You can paint such incredible pictures in people's mind on radio. And when you talked about that scenario, I said, oh, because again, there's a lot of incredible financial information that's out there, but often it talks right over our heads. And I myself, it's not that I don't like money. I just don't want to deal with it or whatever. I just want to do what I do. And like you said, there's a better way to handle things. And when you gave the description of the jet stream, like, that's something I can relate to. Can you break that down for us?
Right. Well, we see that the average person spends about 34.5 cents on every dollar to interest. Hmm. You know, so immediately as soon as you get your paycheck, after taxes comes out, 34 cents of every dollar is going away. So let's say you save 10%. We'll make that 100 miles an hour in a plane. You're going to fly in 100 miles an hour. But you're going against a 345-mile-per-hour headwind. That's the interest you're paying. And you're flying from Phoenix to Flagstaff. Where are you going to end up when it's
somewhere
all said
and done? Somewhere in Mexico.
Yeah, Rocky Point. Yeah. And you might as well land, have lunch. And, you know, you're
if
not
you can still afford lunch.
Yeah. Right. So our concept is most people teach you to refinance, get the little better interest rate. That's like adding like 5 miles per hour to your 100-mile-per-hour plane. So you're not going to get to Rocky Point as fast.
Right.
But you're still going to go backwards, right? So if we can teach you to land the plane, teach you how to restructure and look at your weather, change the weather and look for that tailwind, start putting a tailwind behind you, that same 345-mile-per-hour tailwind, now when you fly, how fast do you get to Flagstaff?
Now, a lot of people are going to think that's too good to be true.
Well,
actually, you should end up in, I don't know, Utah, I think.
Yeah, you'd overshoot it, right?
Right.
The beauty is that it's not too good to be true. And when people say it's too good to be true, to me, it's not that you should discount the idea, but that means you should be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
But you should check it out. You should sit down and ask questions and talk to somebody about this. People do not talk about money.
No. Oh, my God. We're going to do several shows on this because I don't want to get too off topic here, but it blows my mind that people get married and they haven't talked about how they're going to handle money. They're having sex with people prior to talking about their financial situation. Now, I would think that one is a little more private, but no, they don't talk about money. Why is that?
Well, they don't understand money. They go to work, they come home, they get their bills, they understand how to use a credit card and get in debt. They understand how to get a mortgage, a car payment. And pretty soon, they're under all this pressure. And they don't talk about it because it leads to arguments, fights. And as you said, the number one cause of divorce is financial pressure. So it's like religion. We don't talk about religion. We don't talk about money. It's just a hard subject for people because we've never been taught.
And I think right now there's even more emotion behind it, because I think what's frustrating for me and a lot of people I know is that a lot of us have been really responsible, and we've never used credit cards for things we couldn't afford. But because of the way our business has shifted, it has become our backup plan, and we're finding ourselves in $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of debt. But we're responsible people. You're getting people that have never had a late payment in their life having to claim bankruptcy. And they struggle with this. It's like because our identity is wrapped up in how we feel about ourselves financially and where we are. And it's a lot of pressure from society, too. But, I mean, there's a lot of responsible people that are finding themselves in serious debt right now. And it's not because they went to Nordstrom's.
No. In 2008, everybody went through the perfect financial storm. Everybody. Your house became half of what
and
it's worth.
And 7 and 9. And
yeah. Yeah, it's kept going. House prices are down. People are upside down. They've lost their credit lines. Banks have just dropped the credit lines because of this economy. So people who relied on the credit line to get them through their down months now have no credit line. They're going out of business, or they use their business capital or their retirement savings. They get hit with penalties, the interest, all that stuff. So we want to stop the craziness. We want people to really look, find out where the ground zero is. Where are you at?
And there's some peace in that, even though it sucks. I mean, there's some peace, and it doesn't matter if it's weight loss or money, going, stepping on that scale, however that might be, and going, you know what? I just put on another 20. Now I can actually attach a name to it or a number and go, where do we go from here? And that's what you do at Life is a Bank, if somebody's in that position. I mean, you also have people that are in incredible positions that you can say, hey, we'll teach you how to be in, quit letting other people do this for you. You become your own bank. So you can help people at any end of the spectrum, no matter where they are.
Right. We find that, well, it's really funny, if you see the most successful people out there, they have huge cash flows, but they also have huge debt, huge overhead. So we can show them how to quickly get out of that and build that buffer back up. And when they have money and have no debt, we can show you how to take control of your money to really put that tailwind behind them, to really accelerate that wealth building. All these strategies simply do is put you in charge of your money, not somebody else. And by applying this money or by these strategies, there's an extreme freedom that people have. They start to dream. They start to hope again. They have a lot of fun. We do a thing called fun funds where you can actually learn how to build a fund just to travel, buy a car, an exotic car. And when you're all said and done, you've got all your money back and you've made money doing it, which is pretty cool.
One of the things I like the most about Life is a Bank is that you do a lot of little educational programs, and they're extremely affordable and, again, fun.
Right.
I mean, we don't go, oh, God, I got to go to this seminar thing. I mean, they're fun. They're entertaining. You have an incredible personality. Scott has an incredible personality. Again, everybody that appears on my show is someone that I met. I had the privilege of meeting Scott, thanks to Gia, and happy birthday weekend, Gia Heller, out there at the Arizona Women's Networking function that they had. And, you know, really good people doing really great things and helping people achieve incredible success. And what I like, too, is that you walk your talk as well. And you're not educating people on anything that you're not doing yourself, number one. And anybody that might be letting their current financial situation form how they think about themselves or their personality or their success level, you can help shift all that.
Right. We do educational seminars, webinars, and conferences. We'll be doing one this next week, October 9th, at the Legacy Golf Resort called Boost Your Business, Boost Your Life.
Let's talk about that.
We really want businesses to prosper, get back in the game. And so we bring in two business consultants to start with just to help people increase their revenue, drive the traffic to their business. Once you've done all that, we then teach you strategies on how to keep that money and how to use that money to continue to improve your profit margins, to build your business. It's only 40 seats. We keep it very intimate. We have a lot of fun. And we go through the strategies that they can use and apply. People interact. It's just a great time. And then we have lunch afterwards so that people can talk and learn more about where they need to go.
And it's extremely affordable, too. Again,
right.
People hear a seminar, whatever, they think, oh, I probably can't afford it.
Right.
You can't afford not to go.
Right. We don't want to burn people down with money. We charge $49 for the seat. You can also bring a guest. It includes your textbook. It includes the speakers teaching you stuff. And then lunch is included. And with your guest also gets lunch. So our goal is just to get you out.
You'd spend that just going to lunch by yourself.
Absolutely.
For you and a friend.
Right. We want people to put a little skin in the game themselves because people won't appreciate it if they don't pay something.
You are so right. You are absolutely right. I don't know what it is about that, but I've given things away for free. Yeah, there's no value attached to it. And especially when you're talking about money itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you get things for free, you don't appreciate it. When you pay into the game, you start understanding that you start paying more attention. It has more value to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the same thing. When you learn to take control of your money has more value to you. You start seeing the right principles work, that has more value. And it's just a virtuous cycle versus a vicious cycle.
And that works for those of us that are up close and personal to more money, or probably even more so for people that maybe have had others handling their money for them.
Right. We're a member of the National Ethics Bureau. We get checked on 7 different areas to make sure we're clean in all areas. One of the things they said is that people trust too many people to handle their finances. And even the financial gurus today that we talk to, they're not doing so good. So it's back to what are the solid, rock-solid financial principles that you can do that you can depend on regardless of the market, and that's what we teach.
That's scary what you just said right there. If your financial guy's not doing good and he's not in a good state of mind, then how is he going to make intelligent, rational decisions for you?
Absolutely. And for years, the market was so good, anybody could make money. Now, you have to be smart. You have to be wise. And you need to rely on people that you can trust, but you also need to have the education so you know that they're giving you the right information.
Now, you're the founder of Life's Bank. I mean, what inspired you to start this company?
Well, I work for Bank of America as a vice president over the trading floor. I worked with Trading Floor Technologies, and I watched how banks made money. And they didn't make money helping you make money. They make money through fees. I mean, like finding lost money, that's the same way. They want to keep your money.
Like $13 for not using my debit card every month? Are you kidding me? Seriously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's all new fees coming out right now because they need to make money somewhere. So they're coming up with all sorts of different...
$13.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
We could do a couple shows on Bank of America. I'm not real happy with them.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's the commercial that says, who's in your wallet or what's in your wallet?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's about the
Chase,
credit card. It's really, yeah. Well, I'm not sure. There's different ones. But the bottom line is it's not what's in your wallet. It's who's in your wallet.
I love
it. The only person who should be in your wallet is you.
Yeah.
And you should be in control of your money. And when you understand this, you'll never lose money. You only grow it. And if you do it wisely, you'll accelerate the growth.
Wow, I'm really excited. Now, when is the seminar next weekend?
The seminar is October 9th. Begins at 9. Get there early to register. You can register online at lifeisabank.com in the next workshop website webpage. And go on there. And if you aren't sure how to register, give us a call. The contact number is there, 602-325-3650. Or you can show up at the seminar. Now, the seats are filling up, so if you show up, there may not be anybody there. So go online and register early so you can guarantee your seat.
Yeah, we should talk about that. I keep saying I'm going to do a show on what RSVP means and why you should do it, because there's something about Arizona where they think they can just show up at the last minute, and that doesn't serve either one of us, you know, if you're the host or if you're the person coming. So do yourself a favor. One, you want to make sure you get in, and two, it's out of respect for the event and to make sure that you get the highest quality of, you know, goods and products.
Absolutely.
So we're going to give that number out again, and we're going to be back with Norm to talk about. That's just one of the incredible seminars that you do. You have several. Is it about once a month, it seems?
Or? Yeah, we do seminars once a month, tailoring it to the business areas. This time it's about internet marketing and business consulting. We'll work on also how to buy and sell a business. You know, we'll bring in business brokers. We'll bring in people that customize in those areas to talk about how you can get involved in franchises and those. But when it's all said and done, you need to know how to use your money wisely. So we always end it with a Life as a Bank seminar.
I love it. We're going to be right back on the other side. We're visiting with Norm Robinson of Life is a Bank, and we're helping you boost your business and boost your life.
During tough economic times, positioning your business correctly is critical. This means creating a consistent and compelling message across all mediums, radio, television, print, and internet. Wolf Creative can craft the perfect wording for articles, press releases, websites, and collateral material, including design of print materials, ads, and websites. Wolf Creative, 602-441-5621, that's 602-441-5621, or visit JenWolfCreative.com, that's Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, for more details.
Good morning. I'm Gia Heller, president of Arizona Women Networking, the hottest and fastest growing networking group in the Valley. You've seen us on News Channel 3, read about us in the Arizona Republic, and heard us on the Michelle Kaur Show. Are you an expert in your field? Are you finding that the tried and true way you've done business all these years no longer works? Are you ready to join the social media revolution? Become the local celebrity representing your profession and let us help you get there. Arizona Women Networking is composed of the very best in every profession across the valley. Arizona Women Networking provides you the tools you need and provides you a community of women that will help you promote your products and services. Check out our website at www.arizonawomennetworking.com. Click the Join Us tab and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. Join the social media revolution today before your competitor does. www.arizonawomennetworking.com.
For Ben Walker, a divine intervention.
Real. I'm an angel sent here to help you straighten out your life.
Gives him a second chance.
Call the great what if.
What if I follow God's plan for your life instead of your own?
Kevin Sorbo, Christy Swanson, John Ratzenberger, and Debbie Ryan.
Thank you for letting me make things right. I want to be yours from now on.
What if?
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Love that song. That is one of the main reasons that I know I want money, because money's freedom. It's not about things. It's about having the freedom to make choices, healthy choices, get the right health care. I mean, it provides, it opens so many doors, but money really is a tool. And Norm Robinson of Life is the Bank, he's the founder of Life is a Bank, is going to show you how to boost your business and boost your life. Well, that's just one of the many seminars they have coming up October 9th. It's only $49 to attend. So again, no reason for you not to go. It's fun. You can bring a friend and lunch is included. When's the last time you had lunch for $49? Anyway, so, and you're going to walk away with some really great information and you get a free booklet too. So we were talking a little bit during the break, and like I said, I would really love the opportunity to work with you guys personally as well as through the show. I hope that you become an ongoing portion of the program. It's such a nice compliment to Lost Money. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's such a huge part of our lives, of what we do, of our freedom and what surrounds us and our business and our passions, or being able to live them, or being able to breathe, as I like to say. Like, I just want to breathe. I don't want money necessarily for material things, but I want to be able to travel. And I guess that's a material thing in a way, but
sure.
Just knowing that everything's paid on time and being responsible and buying organic groceries. I don't know. You know, we all have different things that are important to us, but it can bring so much undue stress, and you really help people. I think one of the reasons it's hard for people to get help is because, you know, there's many different people, but some have got themselves in a situation by being a total idiot about things, you know, and not being responsible. A lot of people right now, especially in the last couple years, are finding them in situations they've never been in, and they've done all the right things and they've paid all the bills, and our feelings about ourselves and our money and any shame or failure or whatever's around that might prohibit us from getting help or going, I don't know, can I really show them everything? It's kind of embarrassing, because so much of how we feel about ourselves is wrapped up in what we have or what we do or how much money's involved.
Right. You know, we find that pride and shame are the number it's my, as my wife said, I blogged about this, but she says it's the same side, or it's of the same coin, that people really, they think they have to have it all together before they can ask for help. And so they struggle and struggle, and they're stressed, their health's affected. They pull back from even their friends and the people around them. And what they don't understand is that's the time they need to ask for help. They need to find out what is their ground zero. Where are they really at right now? And because you can't start any journey unless you say, okay, where am I starting from? I want to go to Hawaii, but I'm in New York. How do I get there? So we need people they just need to simply ask for help, be willing to humble themselves and sit down with us. We don't judge. We understand we've seen so many people in the same situation, and yet we've seen so many people get out of that situation by using these strategies.
Yes, and you are currently, well, Scott, I said he was going to be with us, but just in spirit today, he's actually at the seminar that's going on across town. And one of the things that is drawing a lot of people to you, because anytime there's a financial seminar, there's a lot of people talking the same thing, but one of the things you specialize in is the debt, rapid debt elimination. And I think that sparks your ear to go, how? Because I think we feel defeated before we even start, going, logically, there's no way with this percentage and this percentage and this bill and that bill and this much money coming in that I can do this. And you certainly can't do it on your own.
Right. And we call it rapid, but we also should include the word permanent. Once you rapidly get out of debt, once we show you how you have the money and how you can debt shift, you can get out of debt pretty quick, including your homes. Now, what's really great is once you learn these strategies through education, you're not going to get in that situation again, so you're not going to have that debt.
Right.
So it's a very powerful strategy, and as they sit down with us and they see they can really do this, we really want to give people hope back. People are drowning in debt. They don't know where to go, and they need to have hopes. They need to dream again, and we help them do that.
And again, we were just talking about one aspect of people right now. There's so many different levels at which you help people at. So one being the debt elimination, but you know, building wealth in today's risky markets, taxation and restrictions, business capital. I love your funds that you talk about. And what is scenarios?
Oh, scenarios?
Scenario. Oh, there's an S on it. Okay, it's written wrong here.
Yeah, it's really funny. We use stories to teach points. So one of the top questions we get asked is, am I going to outlive my retirement? And we talk about a story about two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And the two sisters start at 20, and they have $5,000 a year that they're going to invest for 7 years. So they're going to put away $35,000. And one sister uses a CD, and she puts her money in the CD and builds up $35,000. And then they decide to finance a car every 4 years, about $10,500 with the car use. You buy it, you use it, you trade it in. And so she does that, and when she's all said and done, at 70 years old, after she bought 11 cars, she'll have $270,000 in the bank. And that's pretty good. You know, it's $270,000. So, and that's what most people think. That's a lot of money.
Not barring any emergency.
Oh, yeah, right. But let's just say that she had a good life, and that's what she did.
Sure.
So let's say she starts living on her money. She's retired at 70. She lives on it for $50,000 a year. Well, after 5 years, she's doing great. The 6 years, she can only take out $33,000. She's run out of money.
Now, and people are living a lot longer.
Right, exactly. And people are living now with their families and all sorts of stuff. So the other sister goes in, she uses our system. She goes in, same $35,000, borrows this money to use to buy the same 11 cars. When she's 70, she has $964,000.
Wow.
Which is a 4-to-1 ratio. That's what we find, about 4-to-1 ratio, regardless of the interest rate. Well, then she takes out $50,000, and she takes it out for 13 years. And she stops, and we ask people, why does she stop? And people think, and they wonder. And then someone said, she's 83. She died. And they're right. You know, she didn't outlive her money. She was able to live on $50,000 a year, tax-free, and she died. What's funny is she took out $650,000 out, and she still passed $1 million off to her family after she passed away.
Wow.
So it's those kind of scenarios we show people to get their interest, to see if they want to learn more. And then we show them how that really works. It takes education. It takes time. But that's what we're here for. We're financial educators.
That's so awesome. We need more of this because you speak to people on every level. And again, now what are some, do you have some tips maybe that even parents could start teaching kids about money? Because the fact is, nobody really teaches you about money. Nobody really teaches you about marriage. I mean, it's just assumed that, I mean, even if you're a brilliant doctor, you go to school for whatever your, you know, chiropractic or whatever your passion might be, but they don't really teach you how to run a business or right. manage your money. You know, hopefully great parents instill values so there's an appreciation of money. But I don't know, you got that whole entitlement generation below us that has zero appreciation. I think the parents screwed that up. Mm-hmm. So what advice do you have out there?
I'd say the parents should come to our workshops, get educated in themselves, and then share that with their children. Bring their kids. We'll talk to their kids. We don't care. It's really important that they understand how money really works and how you can use money to make money.
Now, you've referred to that a few times, how money really works. Can you give us a little peek inside of that?
Sure. Banks don't let your money sit. They want you to let your money sit. You know, hey, put your money in this CD for how much we get now? Like a whole whopping 1%?
Oh, my gosh.
So what they're doing every night, though, is they're taking your money and they're making at least 1% nightly on your money. Wow. They're moving it. So do the math. You're making 1% a year. They're making 1% a day.
Right.
Right? So they know how to make money regardless of the economy. That's why we say build lasting wealth regardless of the market. We don't put anything in the market because we think it's very volatile. So we'll show you how to make interest, how to turn your money over and over and over again to make those kind of returns.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Norm, for being a part of the show. And I hope we're going to have you here almost every week or something like that. I know you'll be part of one of our future things that we've got planned coming up that we talked about a little bit earlier. We want to encourage everybody to go to Boost Your Business, Boost Your Life. It's October 9th. There's only 40 seats available. It's $49. You can call Life is a Bank, 480-325-3650. That's 480-325. Did I say something wrong?
602.
Oh, 602. 602-325-3650. Thanks so much, Norm. I'll make sure it's posted on Facebook, right? I hope everybody has an incredible weekend, and we will see you in 7. Knuckles white and holding tight. So here I go, taking the curve. But I know that I'm never alone. I think of you, and how you'd never let me go. I feel connected. You've been listening to Michelle Kor, 6 Degrees.
I had an awesome.
Broadcast live. For podcasts, visit Michelle Kor at iTunes. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.